Hi everyone, we hope you are having a lovely summer and not missing us too much. We're missing being back in the studio, but before we do crack on with season two, which we are very excited about, we thought we would just share some of our favourite bits from season one, just so that you can listen to our voices again. My week's been fine. I was worried about you. Do you know what? I also have to say, Sarah is the kindest.
Oh, you are. Stop.
And also...
relentless checking in. Hi, you okay? Hi, you okay?
What
Hi.
I have to say is when you have a friendship, and you actually mentioned this the other day about marriage, and I actually think I can relate to it more about our relationship. When someone's 80, you'll bring in the 20.
Oh, BF.
No, and what I mean by that is, you know,
You're
like...
teary.
Yeah,
I'm teary.
It's just that... I'm going to give you a cuddle. Like, you know, like neither of us said it, but you just, when you love someone and you care for someone, sorry.
Oh, can I cuddle you now? Touch me.
You know, or like just going to get lunch without even asking me.
Couldn't let you
eat. Those little things that just don't go unnoticed. Yeah. But when you have a real friendship and connection with someone, just like that, the checking in, the hugs,
yeah,
making the lunch, you know, all of those things, they don't go unnoticed when someone, if I, you know, obviously there's so many more issues in the world, but everyone has their own way of
dealing
with things.
Listen, I think when you know someone, how we know each other, and you can see, it's been a really hard week. And I think what it's not difficult to check in. And, you know, that's always been our relationship. So me harassing you with messages, you know, that I'm always going to do that. And making lunch, you know.
What was that quote that you read about the 80-20?
So I'm going to, I'll actually put it on Instagram because I can't remember exactly, but a friend of mine sent this quote about a marriage. And it basically said, you know, we are always, or one is always, sorry, start this again. It basically says, life is hard and you're not always going to be functioning at 100%. So it's having that dialogue with your partner to be like, how are you checking in? How are you feeling? You know what? I'm on a 20. I need you to bring the 80, you know, or, you know, I'm having a really good day today. Like I actually woke up in a really good, like quite a lovely mood today, you know? So I, if Craig had had a bad day, I'd come home and like, you know what? I'm a solid 70 today. Like you go to bed early or you do what you need to do, but it's kind of having that dialogue and really understanding. Cause I think we're so guilty is if you don't talk, you really don't know how the other one's feeling.
And also then it internalizes and
gets
and
then
so
you're
much
just,
worse.
If you're both really low, you're both really struggling. How do you move forward?
Yeah.
So I'm always here to bring the 80 babes.
You always are.
Thanks for being so sweet to me on the pod.